one rinny dinny. A gracious hello. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking?
I love her. Lily Tomlin rules.
Good afternoon.
Hey,
how are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Kev Dog?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We just got here in the Wienermobile. I can't believe that Marcy was spilling the beans. You know, if you heard that Uber randomly is picking up people in the Wienermobile.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and we, you know, as you know, we made it happen for ourselves.
Of course.
Sure we did.
Yeah.
She says we have lots of...
Is that
of...
what lie she's spreading
yeah,
today?
That's... No, that's not a lie. Is it? Well, that's not a Wienermobile. Look, you came
whatever
in.
Whatever Marcy
that?
Says is
that's
right.
That's true. It's 100% true.
Yes.
Yes, always.
Coming up on the show today, OnlyFans has reversed their rules.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. That was
what
quick.
What is that, a day later?
Oh, wait, everybody's gone. Wait, come back. Take your clothes off. Do whatever you want.
We were just kidding about those rules.
That was fast.
I don't know if you saw the Twitter thread about Steph Curry's parents divorcing.
No.
One of the funniest things ever.
Really?
Yes.
Divorce is always hilarious.
No, but this Twitter
exchange,
stream is hilarious.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about worst dates because it's a guy telling them, hey, you don't want to be out there right now. I know you think you want to be out there right now, but you don't want to be out there. Right. It's very hilarious.
Probably very truthful.
So then we will take calls on worst dates. Also, the naked Nirvana baby is suing.
I saw that, too, and I'm like, dude's already... Whatever, we'll talk about that.
He's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like... We'll talk about that. It's very weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
I think someone said, hey, you could get a lot of money out of Nirvana.
Yes.
Dave Grohl's loaded.
He's suing for damages because he's so damaged.
Yes.
What a shame.
All of a sudden.
You can load the dishwasher the wrong way?
Not possible.
I didn't think so.
Just throw the dishes in there, don't clean them at all, good to go.
Apparently, that's not the case. That's what I'm being told.
Nope. Someone's lying.
And we have your Disney passes as
That's
well.
That's right. Get you into Disneyland.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, my, my. Oh, hell yes.
Nope.
I say that all the time.
Yes,
I just can't
me too,
stop saying it. I don't know why.
Don't say it in time. It sounds creepy.
It was terrible. I apologize for
all
that.
All right. Thank you.
We'll reverse time and take that away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
Were we talking about OnlyFans 2 days ago?
It was like 2 days ago, yeah, where they decided, no more prawn. Take that off. What are you doing?
And they had a lot of specifics that they got into later, and we were trying to figure out exactly what those specifics were. First, it sounded like it was like revenge porn and stuff like that.
Which makes sense.
Then we talked to our friend Lux, who has an account, and she gave us a little bit more specific detail. Today, they've done a, sounds like, 180. Sounds like they said, hey, you know about 2 days ago? Forget that.
You know, we were making some sweet bank, and all of a sudden, y'all went away just because you can't show your naughty bits.
Correct.
So, way to take a stand.
So let's talk to Lux again, shall we?
Stand, yeah.
Hey, Lux.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Hi, hi.
So, how quickly did that happen?
A week. A week. We were talking a week ago. And it's not surprising, to be honest. A few of us were waiting to see what was going to happen in the coming days and weeks. But this happened a lot faster than we thought it would, to be honest.
Did you start changing some of your own material on the site?
No.
No.
No, I did not.
You're like, go to hell. I'm not going to change anything I'm doing.
Now, weren't you talking about going to another hosting service if they kept it up?
Yes. Well, it's already a good idea to do that anyway.
Okay.
Because you can't always put all your eggs in one basket, per se, and just diversifying the sites is a good idea. Again, OnlyFans is the one that has the most traffic, so it makes it the most attractive option.
Right.
However, all sites like this will be subjected to the possibilities that payment processors will not accept payments from subscribers and also pay out creators. So that's where it comes down to. And OnlyFans is a perfect example of when something becomes obviously really big and popular and they won't meet all the government regulations. It's an entertainment site, but at the very core, you know, they probably again were prepared for how big they were going to get, and they are not ready to be as dynamic to change with laws and regulations that come
in. And they hadn't actually started off as a porn site, right? It just sort of organically or orgasmically happened, right, over time?
Yes. yeah, when we talked about that last week, we were talking about how at one point, the most popular creator on the OnlyFans site, she was actually an Australian fitness instructor model.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And there was no nudity. She was just hot and attractive, and people loved watching her.
And there's a lot of people like that on the platform. It's not just known for promoting sex workers and having adult content on there, but it's become very well known for it because it's one of the few places with the most traffic that provides that kind of content right now for, you know, so for the internet.
If I understand correctly, it's the whole banking part of it, the same thing as weed, right? The whole, it has to go through a legitimate bank, and then the legitimate bank says, hey, wait, we need to have restrictions. Is it the exact same thing?
Yes, it's a little complicated when it gets to, like, the rules and regulations, because, you know, the internet is global, different places have different rules, but it comes down to, from, you know, overly simplifying it, that Visa and MasterCard, especially after what had happened with Pornhub, started to really rein in on what they were going to support as far as clients, and anything kind of touching the adult sector is right now, as it has been for a long time, considered in poor taste, even though adult work and the adult industry is a multi-billion dollar industry that people, you know,
right, of course,
are happy to participate in and make money from.
Of course.
But when you when you saw that they had reversed and were going back on what they had said, did you have a good laugh? I mean, how did that affect you personally?
It is amusing to a certain extent. Obviously, for some people, this is their entire livelihood.
But right.
Did provide a safety net for men and women to help support their families when the entire globe got hit with an unprecedented pandemic, and people forget to realize that this was one of the only sources of income for so many people. So when they issue this statement that they're going to suspend this change, I just look at the actual words, and I went back and I read the terms of the terms of use,
mm-hmm.
Because last Thursday it had a completely detailed paragraph on the kind of sexual content that it would not accept. Reading those again, it's been updated. Those are gone, that new paragraph that was there last week. But of course, what remains is no revenge porn, no mutilation, no bestiality, such and so forth. Which is
seems fine.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
I mean, I'm okay with that,
right.
You know,
All right.
As everyone should be.
Yeah. Lux, we have to run, but thank you very much. We have to run, but we'll talk to you next week when they change the rules again. And how do we find you?
Yeah, how do we find you?
Will.
Yeah.
Tell us how
you can find me. On Twitter, I'm still on there, thriving under Luxiboo, Luxiboo. I'm still on Instagram under Luxiboo Backup because, you know,
sure.
I'm still, my main account is still on timeout somewhere in the, you know,
Ethernet.
In the interweb.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But thanks for having me on,
thanks
guys.
Very much, Lux. We appreciate it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There is a theater in Dartford in Great Britain.
Okay.
That has been closed for 18 months because of ..
Sure, right.
They were busy preparing to welcome back audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to get the hype starting. So they went on social media and they sort of showed the process of them getting the theater ready again and everything that was going on.
You know, I got to say, the New Beverly did that really well.
Did they?
Yeah, he put together a whole bunch of clips from the movies that were showing up soon. And it was basically all theater related, like movie experience related from, like, you know, different films that were. And it was just brilliant. It was really well done.
The Orchard Theater in Dartford is set to reopen later this month with Rocky Horror Show.
Ha 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 ha. The actual stage show or the movie?
I don't know for sure.
Probably going to put on the play, I would think.
On social media, the theater has been showing viewers some behind-the-scenes action and preparing its reopening after 18 months of closure. However, rather than receiving an assignment of black curly Frankenfurter wigs...
Oh, no.
Based on the kooky musical character.
Kooky!
That's what they call
kooky.
It.
Kooky!
They are said to have instead found a shipment of Frankenfurter sausages.
Well, those could, in that play, come so in handy as well.
They did a big unboxing.
Oh, no.
And they opened it up, and they were like, look, every... Wait, what?
These aren't wigs. Those are weenies.
They now have 52 cans of Frankenfurter sausages instead of wigs, sellable to audiences.
Oh, no. Well, that could be... Boy, that's a dangerous one, though. People start throwing those cans during the, you know...
Like... Oh, I would... Yes, that would be very... So after they turned to social media for advice, the theater did.
Yeah.
They decided to donate all of the tins to food banks in Dartford,
nice.
Which is
sure.
great.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they
yeah.
don't have any wigs.
They have no wigs. Frank is going to be a little more boring looking than
there
usual.
There was a woman that was behind a giant can of wieners.
Right.
And she was saying, this isn't what we ordered. That was on the social media.
That's brilliant.
So good times after 18 months. Do you know the name Spencer Eldon?
Spencer Eldon. Nope.
Most famous naked baby? On the planet?
Oh, that's the Nirvana...
Yep.
Wow, Nevermind Kid?
That's the
baby?
Nirvana Nevermind Kid. It's a little naked baby, and he's reaching for a $1 bill that's on a fish hook.
Yeah.
And it's legendary.
Yeah. I'm going to say about 10 years ago, I was actually... Wasn't that when they Rolling Stone caught up with him and had him reenact the album cover?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was fine with it.
Right.
By
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
And there was another time he was interviewed where he said, yeah, it's sort of weird that everybody's seen my penis, but I'm making the best of it.
But now he's not so happy about it.
Now he is claiming the record's iconic artwork is child pornography and is suing the band over alleged child sexual exploitation.
Doesn't that have to be like intentionally posed in a naughty
Which
way or something?
Is
it's a baby.
Nonsense.
Yeah. And why all of a sudden? What lawyer said, hey man, Nirvana's got a lot of money.
I mean, Let's that is him. What a lawyer would say.
Sure.
Of course.
100%.
But in a complaint filed Tuesday at federal court in California, obtained by CNN, Eldon's attorney said the image was pornographic. And that he has suffered lifelong damages as a result of his involvement.
But although he had a good laugh with Rolling Stone about 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying is throughout his life, he's basically
had a good laugh. Yeah.
And by the way, we wouldn't know who he was if he didn't come out and say his name.
Hell no.
I wouldn't. You didn't even recognize it when I said it now.
Nope. No idea.
So he's the idiot for going to court and saying, hey, that was me.
Unless he makes some cash.
Well, that could be. He's listed the surviving members, the executors of lead singer Kurt Cobain's estate.
Oh, geez.
Courtney Love. Various record label defendants. He's seeking $150,000 in damages from each of the defendants, plus legal costs, and alleged the defendants knowingly produced, processed, and advertised commercial child pornography. So we're going to do You Be the Judge.
Okay.
At 818-955-KLOS.
Oh, does he have a case?
What are your thoughts? If you're the judge, because I guess I'll hold my thought. My thoughts would be to just throw him out of court.
Yeah.
That would be my thought.
Yeah. Especially after the history.
All the history of him sort of cashing in on it.
Yeah, big time. Totally. And now trying to one more time cash in on it.
In 2007, he told the Sunday Times he found it, quote, kind of creepy that many people have seen me naked. I feel like the world's biggest porn star.
You were a baby.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Babies are naked all
right.
the time.
They never wear clothes.
No.
Have you ever seen a baby? What the hell?
I just don't.
So whatever. You be the judge. What do you think?
Okay,
is there a case here? Should they be held liable?
Right.
I don't see any way how.
I can't imagine that if there is a naked picture of me as a baby and someone put it on an album cover, I would give a rat's ass. I don't
care.
Also,
you wouldn't tell anyone and no one would know.
No. Exactly.
By the way, his dad gave... Set it up. He's like, use my kid.
Sue dad.
Yes. That's my point.
There you go. Get $10 out of him.
The lawsuit alleges that he has been and will continue to suffer personal injury by the distribution and possession of child pornography.
Well, I was going to try and call all those back. Recall every single copy of Nirvana.
No. He doesn't want that back. He wants money.
Yeah.
He's trying to get money. So you be the judge. 818-955-KLOS. Does he have a case? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Naked Nevermind Baby sues Nirvana for child pornography. You be the judge.
Hi, wouldn't you think his parents had to give consent for that?
His dad did. Yep.
So wouldn't his parents have to be the one that brought the lawsuit?
I mean, but I can't imagine that the parents would bring the lawsuit because the parents gave their permission.
I mean, if anything, he should sue his parents, shouldn't he?
I think he should sue his parents.
Yeah, that makes a weird sort of sad sense.
If there's a picture taken of me as a baby and it isn't sexual in any way.
Because that was not a sexual picture.
In any way.
A baby in the water.
So you put it on an album cover. So what?
Yeah.
Nobody knows it's me.
Yeah. What about all
the... Nobody would know who he was.
Exactly. Right. What about all the cherubs that are like in Michelangelo paintings? And
right.
They've been out there. What about the models for those?
I'm not positive there were models, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe you did it from memory. I don't know. Thanks for calling. Sit there, baby. Don't move.
For 14 hours.
You, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
I will. As the judge, I'm going to ask some questions.
Okay.
First is, where was the photo found?
Where was the photo? I think the dad gave permission to take the photo.
Yeah, the photo shoot.
Yes.
Okay, so the father gave permission.
Was
the father compensated at the time that the photo was or the photo shoot happened?
Can't imagine he wasn't.
I would imagine so, but I don't know that answer.
Okay, because if the father gave permission.
Yeah.
Then there should be no case. However, because I'm trying to petition the court to reattach my foreskin, because I wasn't given a choice in that matter.
Okay.
The baby, the baby themselves should have had a representative.
Yeah, that baby's representative would have been his dad.
Right, but the dad was only acting in his interest.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it all comes down to, hey, dad, not cool. Why did you do this? Yeah, it wasn't, cool to chop a piece off or to take a picture of.
Rumor had it that Cobain had his original concept was wanting to show a mother giving birth underwater.
Oh, really?
And this was a compromise.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Wow, yeah, that would have been lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
It's very interesting. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, what's up?
You be the judge.
Reinhold.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I don't think it's child pornography at all.
I can't understand how it would be. I mean, it is an awful, awful, awful thing. I can't imagine
And
the reason why he's going to lose is if he wins, every Target, every Walmart, every store out there that's ever sold the album is going to get in trouble for child pornography.
Wow,
interesting.
I didn't even
point.
Think about
yeah,
that.
Very interesting
because
point.
Because it was one of the biggest albums in the world.
Ever, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So even owning the album, you'd own child pornography.
Wow.
Felon. So there's no way this guy's going
to
win.
All right, I'm going to have to follow this course then, this court case, because...
Yeah. Right on.
I don't want to be in possession of that.
He had a gold record on the wall with it, right? Thanks for calling. Very interesting. 818-955-KLOS. Does he have a case?
I don't have a gun.
But do you have child pornography?
That's the
question. Do you have this album?
Yes.
Is it on your phone or?
Yes.
Then.
No.
According to the guy on the album cover, this very album cover. You've got all those nude pictures of baby
naked
when you were a baby.
Naked Nevermind baby sues Nirvana for child pornography.
So weird.
So we're asking you be the judge.
Judge.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Here comes the judge, man.
Here comes the judge.
Throw it out.
That's what you're saying?
Throw it out.
Oh, yeah. I read that article today. I was like, are you kidding me? This guy doesn't have a leg to stand on.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
This guy got paid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
I agree. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Not only do I think the judge is going to laugh and throw it out, I think the attorney should be punched in the face.
Ridiculous. I agree.
Because it's just a stupid attempt to grab money, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like the lady who put glue in her hair and tried to sue and said that, I didn't know you couldn't put glue in my hair.
Right.
There's
a certain amount of stupidity that you just throw right out of the court.
Exactly.
KLOS, hello. You be the judge.
Judge.
Okay.
Judy.
So I'm going to take probably an unpopular position here, boys. But I'm going to say I think he does have a case.
Okay.
And I'll explain. I read the BBC piece.
Mm-hmm.
$200 was what the father negotiated for this deal. So first of all, dad was kind of a stooge.
Okay, but dad being a stooge is not illegal.
You're right, but I'm going to go to just the legality of it.
Okay.
You know how these court cases go. They seem to always err on the side of the plaintiff as long as there's any case, and the case here is financial. If the guy feels like he's really being exploited, which he does, and I'm not even touching child porn, but we're just talking about financially exploited,
right?
Then I think he may end up getting a little money out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ludicrous to think they're all going to give him $100,000 each, but I wouldn't be that shocked if he ends up getting $100,000.
Yeah. But what if throughout his life he's sort of promoted himself as that baby?
It didn't bother him in many different parts of his life.
All of a sudden now it does bother him, but he was making a scene for himself by claiming. No one would have known it was him.
You're right. Yeah. And he also talks about that it got him access to people like Shepard Fairey, and he got to work with him on some stuff.
Right. I mean, it actually helped him.
Very interesting.
But you would still...
I'll go one deeper with you guys. I used to work at a School of Rock, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And School of Rock is the movie, but that's not the franchise. The guy that owned it had a legal case that he levied against Richard Linklater in the film.
Okay.
He was told by a judge that he had the rights to, you know, money for the use of that name.
Right.
And what he said was, you know what, to heck with it. I'm just going to let everybody think that it was the school from the movie. And every time they call, I'm going to go, absolutely, it was the school.
Yeah, why not?
And he played the cool guy card.
Good.
I just feel like this kid's obviously hard up for money now.
Yeah.
And he's starting to look at the numbers.
Exactly. That was the first thing I thought. It was like, dude needs money.
Same. Yeah. Dude needs money.
Well,
right on.
30 million records sold. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
So Agreed.
It definitely deserves more than $200.
Yeah, but that was the
no, deal. I know. But still,
Dad's fault.
They should kick him in a
Dad's
little
an
now.
Idiot.
Dad sucks.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. Your Honor.
Tis the KLOS Free Rides, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. You'd think I'd be able to just say that now and not have to read this piece of paper every damn time.
You would think that.
I have to stare at it.
Also, you're the only person I know that uses the word tis.
True.
The only person in the world.
Well, that's nice.
Uses the word tis.
That's sad, really.
So there was an announcement. We're going to take some phone calls on bad dates.
Mm. Oh, man.
Listen, I will say this about myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I was never lucky enough to have a second date, I'd be single my whole life. But
I don't know what that means.
It means sometimes people aren't great the first time.
Oh, sure. Oh, so you're saying on a first date, generally you feel you fall on your face.
Of course.
Okay.
But here's the tweet. Del Curry and Sonia Curry to divorce after 30 plus years of marriage.
Oh, man.
So now a guy named Solomon starts.
He's a great.
A crazy rant.
Amazing.
Bud, dot, dot, dot. Next tweet. Let me tell you all something. Next tweet. You don't want to be out here. Next tweet. You think you want to be out here because you're not out here. Next tweet. When you get out here, you ain't going to want to be out here no more.
I think this is fine advice from this guy.
He keeps going. There's probably 50 tweets.
That's awesome. Every few minutes you said he
Last
was doing,
time
right?
you were out there. Out here. Out here was different.
That was 30 years ago.
You think it's something better. I come to let you know the best thing you get is what you already got. LOL. Know why you don't want to do the work? You want to come out here and you ain't going to like it.
It's a fact.
Again, all they do is start podcasting and talk about plate fixing. 14 minutes being out here, you're going to start saying these females. Clearly a male was writing it. If you can make it work, do so.
I mean, it plays either way, man.
This is one of my favorites. You don't want to be out here learning TikTok dances and falling off milk crates.
Up to the minute.
But they want rounds now. You better pray about coming out here.
Yeah, not do it.
Another one. You think it's a game till you're in the middle of 60,000 people in a panic and she points her finger at you, rapping all hard. I had to edit that one some. You don't know nothing about Sneaky Link. Now knocking on the door at a 22-year-old with three roommates because she got a side piece. You're going to be wearing a hottie shirt by Thanksgiving.
Exactly. There you go.
And he goes on and on and on.
That is brilliant. Weird advice given on Twitter, and it's good.
It's fantastic.
Solid, yeah.
So we want to talk about bad dates.
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
To prove him right, to show maybe...
Things can be rough.
Yeah. Especially when you're trying to get back into the game after 30 years.
Agreed.
Are you kidding?
818-955-KLOS. He says, you better listen to Lemonade and pray about it. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. That show is tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Very excited.
Nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We started this topic with Steph Curry's parents, who got divorced after 30 years.
Right.
And this guy Solomon went on a crazy rant on Twitter that they want to work it out because they don't want to be out there right now.
That's some good advice, I have to say.
And one of the things that he wrote that I forgot to read last time was, you're going to be chasing Cialis with Red Bull. All right, so we're taking calls from people who had bad first dates. You had one?
Yeah, so back in high school, my buddy set me up on a blind date.
Yeah.
Started off bad from the beginning. I show up, the girl's not ready. Dad's watching football on his boxer, so I had to show him the living room with him.
Nice.
And then we go out, watch a movie, get some ice cream. You know, staring at a white wall is more entertaining than she was.
Right.
I drop her off, and she goes, oh, are we going to see each other again? I said, nah, probably not. Call up my buddy right after, and I said, bro, what did you do? And he's laughing so hard.
It was a prank on you. That's hilarious.
Prank date.
Your best friend is hilarious.
Yeah. It was your best friend named Kevin by any chance?
Nope. How dare you?
Thanks for calling, man. Prank dates.
KLOS. Hello.
To both parties involved.
Yes, it is. Hi. Bad dates.
Okay.
This is where you go.
Bad date?
Mm-hmm. Yes, quickly. Yeah. Sometime this year.
Yeah, I had a bad date.
Did you just sit there and not say anything the whole time? Is that the bad date?
No.
I gotta be honest. If I could rule right now, I'm on her side.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for calling.
We don't blame her. Hi, KLOS. Bad date?
Bad date. Okay.
Yes.
So it was back in the mid-80s, and a friend of mine's mom wanted to set me up with one of her coworkers, right, on a blind date.
Right.
Talk her all up, you know, hey, she's a nice girl, da-da-da-da. So you go there, and she opens the door, and I go, oh, no.
Because?
Not what I was described.
Not as promised in the brochure.
By the way, you don't know what you were described as to her either.
That's true.
She was probably thinking the exact same thing.
Oh, no.
No. I'm cool. I'm great. I'm sure. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. 28,
clearly,
you know?
You're a KLOS listener. Of course you're amazing.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
No, you win.
I couldn't wait for that evening to end. I took her to the Comedy Store in La Jolla. I just couldn't wait for it to end. Even the low lights didn't help.
That's awesome. Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your bad dates.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we're talking about bad dates. You had one?
One of my buddies, he was texting this chick that he thought his friends were setting him up with. He wanted a picture of her boobs, so he's like, you send me a picture of yours first, I'll send you a picture of mine. So he sends her the picture. She sends him a picture. She's like, yeah, meet me at the bar. So they go to meet up at the bar, and it's all of his buddies are standing out front of the bar. They all got the pictures, and they're all giving him a round of applause.
That's fantastic.
Yay. Even though it was so molecular, he got a round of applause. That's nice.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Right. Bad dates?
Well, it was more like a very strange bad date.
Cool. All right, go ahead.
My sister sets me up with one of her college friends back in the day. And on the date, you talk about, you know, family and just, you know, normal first date stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's side of the family is Mormon, so they're big with genealogy. So she starts recognizing some of the names I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
So they had a genealogy book that my dad compiled through her sister.
Right.
And it turned out she was a distant cousin.
Oh, man. How distant? Where's that line?
Right.
You know, where is that line?
Wait, it depends on how hot she is. That makes the line very different.
In Arizona, you could marry a second cousin as long as you don't have any kids.
Arizona.
As long as you have
any
kids.
Arizona.
Right. So did you go out with her?
Well, we were on the date when we were discussing
I gotcha. Oh, okay.
But then it was like, you know, after that, it was just like, you know. Okay,
a little weird, yeah.
No, you're not a closer, my friend.
That is awesome. Exactly. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Let's move to Arizona.
Well, a buddy of mine, we went out on a double date, and mine was a blind date. We opened the door. This chick, she looked like a little rat. She had big old ears. Pointed nose, little whiskers. Oh my God! She didn't talk like ding, ding, ding. I mean, my God!
So, you guys, how long have you been married?
I've been divorced for 30 years.
Oh, from her?
So that wasn't the question. That was okay.
But that's, you know, okay. Thanks for calling. So that's the thing. 30 years, yeah. And then you go back out on the
KLOS. Hello,
circuit.
What's up, guys? You guys still doing the...
Yes, we are.
Date?
Yes, we are.
Oh, man. The worst date ever, man. This chick was so boring. I mean, I took her out to a nice restaurant, and all she could do was just sit there on her phone.
Oh, she played on her phone on the date?
The whole time, man. Even afterwards.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like, hey, let's go to the bar. She said, actually, no. Can we go out and look for Pokemon?
Wow.
Was she 10?
Wow.
No, yeah.
She wanted to run away from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see some Pokemon over here. See ya.
I'll be right back. As Indiana Jones's friend Sala once said, bad dates.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about bad dates. You had one?
I take this girl out, and this is the second date. And I take her out, and we go to eat, like, Chinese food or whatever. And mm-hmm. this is in October. So the Dodgers are playing the World Series. I'm a big Dodger fan, and so is she.
Okay, but wait, let me just stop you there and say, why would you be going out for dinner during a World Series game if you're a Dodgers fan?
No. This is before the game.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So before the game, we go get food, whatever. We have a good time. We come back to my place, and we're watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers end up winning because this is Game 7. We win the World Series. Fireworks are going off everywhere.
Right.
I'm going to take her back to her place.
Mm-hmm.
I drop her off, and then she goes, hey, yeah, this was fun and everything. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like, the Dodgers just won. Like, hey, da-da-da-da-da. And she goes, yeah, but I think we should see other people. Closes my door and walks into her house.
Wow. Boom. Bye.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I mean, what do you expect her to do? If she wasn't into baseball?
No, she was. She was a Dodgers fan.
Was she a Dodgers fan?
Yeah.
When I picked her up, she was wearing a Justin Turner jersey.
So what the hell went wrong?
So you're leaving something out.
Did you punch her in the face a couple times?
I didn't do anything.
Brush your teeth sometime before you showed up?
Dude, something happened.
Yeah, something went down. That's rough.
I don't know what did. I got to call her and see what I did wrong.
Yeah, you really should.
Yeah. What's her phone number? Let's call her right now.
On the air.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got you. Let me get the phone number.
Perfect. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We'll give her a call.
We need some answers.
Yeah. Damn it, Mariah.
Most of it tried.
Damn it, answer your phone, Mariah. Come on. Justin needs answers.
I mean, you do get the feeling that there is, of course, two sides to every story.
Sure. Oh, I'd love to hear Mariah's side.
Most of those callers were guys.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was very interesting. Ladies, you must have been on some bad dates.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
right?
My thought.
Terrible dates.
Or the guys are misrepresenting how it went because there's another side of the story. We tried to get over Mariah, but
No, that can't possibly be the case. We are always honest as males.
That way.
24/7.
We would have been able to check Justin's story, but...
I'm going to keep calling Mariah, man. She's going to answer eventually. We'll hook
people when Greg's on?
Yeah.
Just at home?
Call him from my car phone all night till I get home and then from the bedroom. And
listen, we can only do so much. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for what we learned today.
What did we learn today? I wasn't paying any attention.
Well, we just talked to Lux and she told us that OnlyFans, remember they tightened their rules?
Oh, yeah.
Just did a 180.
You know, it's funny that they
took
such
rules that we put into place?
Forget it.
Never mind.
It's nice of them to take such a stand, though. A moral stand.
That
high ground.
Bad.
Yeah.
We didn't mean that.
We want the money. Never mind.
Naked boy on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind gets nothing. Good day, sir.
I said good day.
Costa, well, there were lots of guys calling on the bad first date topic.
Yeah, I think we need to revisit this and just take the girl's side
just
of the bad
other
dates.
Side?
Yeah.
Because if I had to guess who was a worst first date in general between guys and girls.
Oh, it's going
to
be the guy.
That's what I would think.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're
idiots.
From guys.
I know, yeah.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah,
correct.
That's the reason.
And tomorrow we have more Disneyland tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Another 4-pack for you. So I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. What?
It's the KLOS free ride. You know, it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. I heard a bunch of weird noises over that song. That's all. I don't know.
KLOS, who's this?
I'm Alex. Is this Kevin?
I'm Sluggo. There's Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi,
yes.
Dude.
Hi.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm great, man. Awesome.
Excellent. You are caller 13.
Wait. Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
You won 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort where you can experience Avengers Campus, which is an all-new land now open at Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, my God. That is freaking awesome, you guys.
Congrats, man.
I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
been listening to you guys since the other show, the other station.
Nice.
And you... Kevin, I actually talked to you, man, a long time ago, but that's a different story.
For a different time.
All right, you but rule.
Hey, if you run into Gary Oldman, thank him for getting you into Disneyland.
All right, thank you, Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Just congrats.
Hey, thank you, guys, man.
Thank you, man.
Keith Fries! As no doubt friend of the show Psycho Mike could tell you, Gene Simmons of Kiss was born on this day in rock in 1949. Mentioned a few minutes ago that Gene Simmons of Kiss celebrating a birthday today on this day in rock in 1951. Rob Halford of Judas Priest was born in England. It was on this day in rock in 1994 when Robert Plant and Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin reunited in a recording studio in London to record the concert that became MTV's Unleaded special.